Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
And I think this might be it for Kyle Hendricks. He is getting a hug from Tommy Harvey, and the fans now realize Kyle is going to walk away, and when he does, I'm just going to let you hear the crowd and the thunderous ovation, and here it comes.
All the unbelievable moments we've had the last 10, 11 seasons. The fans are always here for it, and they know. They know the moments. They're such good baseball fans. It would have never been the same playing somewhere else or playing in front of different people. So they've meant everything to me, and they did it again today. It was unbelievable.
Kyle Hendricks talking about his last time that he walked off the mound as a Cub, as it turns out.
Yes, sir.
Because now he is an Angel.
$2.5 million on a one-year deal. And the Angels, a team trying to become respectable with a lot of young pitchers, is bringing in Kyle Hendricks to be a mentor of sorts. And obviously he'll be great at that. And he gets a chance to pitch in California for one more year and try to rebuild his career a little bit. Although I suspect it's going to be a series of one-year attempts for whatever is left of
sure.
Kyle Hendricks' career.
And I think that anyone who has the opportunity to sign those one-year deals should sign those one-year deals.
If you want to keep playing, man, you want to keep going, you keep going. I mean, my goodness, just an incredible run. Obviously, the last Cub left from the 2016 World Series team.
Wait, that's not true anymore. Isn't Rob Zastrzynski back?
Zastrzynski.
Isn't he back?
They did claim him, but I don't know that he's
back, baby.
He's not guaranteed a major. That's awesome. I love that. Maybe Matt Caesar will come back too. Maybe Matt Caesar, you know?
And he only has Anthony Rizzo's bats now.
Oh, yeah. Is Matt Caesar the artist? He's in art now, right?
Yes,
I've seen some of his stuff. It's incredible.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't seen Matt Caesar's art. A Great Caesar's Ghost. I haven't seen any of those things.
George's Box?
Yeah. My goodness gracious. Kyle Hendricks, like, when he was dominant in 15 and really in 16, when he went 16-8 with an ERA of 2.13. Like, I remember I wrote some stuff back then, Lawrence, where, like, he was up there with certain players in terms of like true dominance. He was up there on, if you use his ERA as a midpoint, among active starting pitchers with between 400 and 600 innings pitched and at least 50 starts, he was up there with Jacob DeGrom, you know, Garrett Cole. Like, there was a point in there. Carlos Martinez, remember Carlos Martinez?
I do.
So there was like young, established, fireballing, excellent starters. Everybody throwing mid to high 90s. And then there's Hendricks at 88.96.
See, to me, that is the really remarkable thing about Kyle Hendricks, is if you're ever looking for an example of pitcher in the modern era, because there's plenty of them in the era that we grew up watching, but in the modern era where you're not reliant on velo, you're doing it with placement.
Yep.
You're doing it with speed change. You're doing it with offsetting timing. He was a master at that for a decade.
Yeah, absolutely.
A guy that shouldn't have been able to stay in the major leagues as long as he did. He took the craft part of pitching very seriously. And I think that it plays out. Like, I used to love the memes of Kyle Hendricks showing 100% excitement. It's just his regular look that he has on his face.
Because he
never acted that way. He never acted rattled. He never got bothered if a guy made a mistake behind him.
Mm-hmm.
He just was like, okay, well, we'll just go and get a double play ball and we'll get out of here.
Well, yeah, it's interesting because the first part is we're talking about the artistry and the ability to sometimes dominate and then merely to stay afloat. And even that is impressive with the velocity that he had. Was inspiring. It was a victory for the brain. You know, it was like, oh, look at that. You actually can do that. And he would give you what Joe Maddon called that everyman feeling, because you're like, well, maybe, just maybe, I could go out there. But what he had was two changeups to go with two fastballs, and they matched each other in the tunnels, you know. But it was just so thoughtful. But then what you're talking about the heartbeat. It's like that night against the Dodgers to win game 6 of the NLCS and send the Cubs to the World Series. He was in a building full of terrified people or excited people. His pulse seemed to be lower than normal, which was already low. Like, he was just so freaking calm. Game 3 of the World Series, the first World Series game at Wrigley since 1954, right? Or 1945, excuse me, 1945. And he was there in that game. I mean, he was incredible in that game. He wasn't the reason they lost that game. Just so many huge moments. And it's just, he was aspirational to believe that you could maybe have done that without the dominant arm and velocity of his peers.
Yeah, and the environment of it seeming like everyone wanting to push you out of the game, too, because you don't have velo.
Yeah.
Where oh, well, you know, he's got to be throwing 95 for us to even notice that prospect. And you know, we want the guys that are triple digits. A lot of those type of prospects it takes them a long time to harness. And I wonder, like, In a conversation on like hit and run, if you got Kyle on and you started to talk, because he would talk to you about pitching.
Oh my God, yes.
If he feels like he actually did have more control because there was less velo. Now, granted, there are other guys that have velo and control.
Uh-huh.
Those are Hall of Famers. but in the Hall of the Very Good, a guy with a 1.1-something whip for his career, if that style allowed for there to be less variance in your bleep-ups,
mm-hmm.
where a guy who's throwing 99 or 102, like on the days where they're off, they're off.
Yeah.
And the ball is going everywhere and they can't seem to harness it or understand to take, maybe you don't need to throw 100 today.
Yeah.
Maybe you only need to throw 97. Do you know how to do that if you have to?
Yeah, no, it's true. And I'll tell you what else, what it did, the fact that that's how hard he threw, he knew that his mechanics had to be perfect every single time. And he was a master, and I think that heartbeat and that pace at which he worked was part of it. He was a master at repeating those mechanics absolutely perfectly every single time. It's why I used to refer to myself as the Kyle Hendricks of bags. Like, when I'm really good at cornhole, Lawrence, when I'm really good, my mechanics are so spot on every single time. My landing zone is within inches of every bag is within inches of each other. And then there might be some randomness. Maybe Captain Variance shows up and changes something on the board or with the way that it lands. But, yeah, you know, I consider myself the Kyle Hendricks of bags at my best.
Okay, well, we got to get a bags thing going on. They won't have them at Circa. Or maybe they will.
Maybe they will.
Maybe we can ask Aaron or somebody, like, hey, you guys got a little bag court? We can go put that up on the rooftop.
You know who's a shark? It's my wife.
She's really?
The best. She's an absolute shark killer.
I thought you were going to say Manly, because he also is
a bet,
shark.
I bet. But Christine, oh my God, man. And she trash talks, too. She gets in my head. I don't like it.
I like it. I like that she's being competitive. Why do you think he chose the Angels? I mean, maybe there weren't a lot of suitors for him, but I feel like there's it's great. Look, their stadium here, Diablo Stadium, is amazing. When Joe left and started to manage the Angels that next season, right before COVID, I came out here and I was like, hey, you know, I'm looking for Joe Madden. And they're like, oh, yeah, he's out back. So I was in the back during a press conference. And at the end of it, like, I'm like, Joe. And he's like, holy crap. And then he toured me around Diablo Stadium.
Oh, that's cool.
It's an awesome place to work during the spring, for sure. And then you obviously have Anaheim to play in most of your games. And a big stretch of your games are going to be played in the state of California, which is awesome. I wonder if there were any other teams that were like, we'll pay you a little bit less and maybe you have a better chance of being a playoff team. Like, I wonder what was the criteria for him to choose the Angels.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I bet there weren't a lot, and I bet Cali was a big deal. You
yeah.
know? I bet being out there was a
look, was a Speaks, big deal. I gotta tell you, man, if you go to any of these places, even Denver, that have 310 days of sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
It does something for you.
Yeah, no, I remember thinking when Jim Morrison on the end said, the West is the best. The West is the best. It was like, why? And then you go out there and you're like, oh, look at that. That's a Grand Canyon. That looks cool. Right? You're like, you drive through southern Utah. You're like, this is unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
One of my favorite places to drive is State Route 51. Here in Arizona.
Okay.
And you can take it like from the airport and you can take it north and you're just like, oh, there's a house built into the mountain.
Oh, right.
Would you look at that? There's sure. a $7 million house there.
Yeah. And then when I was living in LA and I was broke and unemployed and theoretically depressed, but I could use a quarter tank of gas and go either to the ocean or the desert or the mountains or the valley. I mean, like, what? I could do anything. And you know,
you can't beat that.
Can't beat it, man. It's the best unemployment of my life. I've had a couple.
It happens.
Yeah. Speaking of unemployed,
well, he's not unemployed.
Come on, I thought I nailed the segue, dude.
No, you guys make people think that Bob Costas doesn't have a job anymore.
No, that's a good point. But he does. He does have a job. What he doesn't have anymore is a role as a Major League Baseball play-by-play guy. And Bob Costas, friend of the show. And friend of the PBP, had a chance to frame his exit from play-by-play in exactly the way that he wanted to, with his friend Tom Verducci on MLB Network yesterday in a sit-down. And Bob had kind of a rough go this year, but he had known for a while that he was done. And I want you to listen to the self-awareness, and I can vouch for this self-awareness that this man has of a guy at the end of his run doing play-by-play that he shows in his comments here as to why he's hanging it up as a play-by-play voice.
I knew for more than a year that this would be the end of it. You and I discussed it about a year and a half ago, and I felt that I couldn't consistently reach my past standard. There might have been individual games or stretches within games or moments in games that were just the same as if it was the 1990s or the early 21st century, but I couldn't string enough of them together, and I have too much regard for the game, for the craft, and for whatever my own standard has been to hit beneath my lifetime batting average, which is why I'm grateful to the MLB Network for replaying the sounds of baseball, because players have this advantage over people in almost any other profession. My guy, Mickey Mantle, hit well below his lifetime average his last few years. But even a kid who never saw him play can go to Baseball Reference and see what the career was like. And I just felt like in the last couple of years, I couldn't quite reach that. And what I hope for this year, the people I worked for knew it, and a few other people knew it. I just hope to end on a grace note.
Bob really has thought about for a while whether he was good enough to keep doing it. And to have the awareness, I mean, we've seen it a million times with older athletes, right, Lawrence? Older athletes are like, you know,
they're hanging on and they don't.
Yeah.
Someone hasn't told them, hey, maybe.
Somebody's afraid to tell them, or if they hear it, they don't want to believe it, or their ego is just too big to accept it. This is a guy who knows. This is a guy who knows, and he has known. And I just thought that's awesome and exemplary. And it takes a lot to step away when you have chances to continue because you are beloved. You are Bob Costas, and employers are like, yeah, man. Yeah. And I know for a fact that his employers there would have welcomed him back for more, and he is deciding not to. So props to him.
The idea of more is actually, to me, part of the problem. I think that Bob could get to where he wants to be if he did it more often, but there isn't really a place for him to do it more often because of how baseball works and how the national contracts work. I think that he can live in the space of broadcaster emeritus for baseball for a while, because that's how most of us see him. Most of us that were inspired by Bob Costas to go into this industry, all the kids that go to Syracuse, like, that's the way that we see him anyway. So it's okay for him to step away from the role.
Yeah.
We still remember him calling Jordan in the NBA Finals. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, so that baseball thing, like, we remember Bob's greatness. We remember him presiding over things, whether it was in pregame or his interviews. I was just watching that crazy interview that he did with Vince McMahon, where Vince McMahon was threatening to beat him up, and then he moves closer to him in the interview. And Bob was, I don't know if I've ever seen a interviewer clearly being threatened handle it as adeptly as he did in that moment. He matched him, like, he moved to the front of the chair to kind of say, you're not intimidating me. He never raised his voice. He never, like, never saw his dander, like, get up. He just kind of let Vince act like he was going to run the thing. Yeah. And then eventually Vince, like, sits back in his chair and acts like a normal human being, which is very difficult for Vince, and clearly for anyone who's seen the documentary.
Yeah.
You now know that. But watching him, like, masterfully de-escalate something that could have gone the way of Jim Everett and Jim Rose, you know, it could have gone that way, and it didn't, because he's so good at his job.
Yeah, Jim Rome. Yeah,
not Jim Rose. Although maybe.
Would Jim Rose have called him Chris? Would Jim Rose have called him Chris?
No,
I don't know.
No. JR's not that type of dude.
No, he's not. And
the thing is JR would have fought you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like, that's
Rome would say it and not fight you. JR would not say it, but he would fight you.
He would fight. I mean, JR's an old army man.
Oh,
like,
what?
He's not to be played
with. All right, well, good. Well, see, and here's the thing. Like, the Costas that I always think of first is the one in Ken Burns Baseball, pontificating beautifully with great context on baseball and everything. And I'll still think of him that way. I just think that for any of us, as you said, who idolized him, the fact that he's going out like this as a play-by-play guy is even more room to idolize him. It's even one more reason to do it. All right, Lawrence, you've been wondering if a guy is what a guy is as a teammate.
I just there's a lot of coincidences around DJ Moore, and did we give him the label of non-diva too quickly?
It could be. Mark Grody has a Bears hit, two words, with incredible amounts of excellent audio, including from DJ. We've got that at the top of the hour. But let's discuss whether how much diva there is in the man next on 670 The Score.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.